Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Cocktail Monday, December 11th, 2017. Steve Cypress here with Take Two. Thank you to Jonathan, who let me know there was a sound issue. I'm having a sound issue. I have my fantastic professional Blue Yeti microphone, and I was unable to use it when recording for my podcast earlier today, and now it doesn't seem to be working when I just started a Facebook Live video, so I just stopped it in the middle. I'm starting over. If someone will let me know whether you're hearing some sound now, testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me now? I guess I'll listen after if someone doesn't let me know, and I will attempt again if it doesn't work. But today is a real simple lesson. First, I'll share the rhino of the day. It is this carving in rock of a rhino and a baby rhino. Very cool. Now, for some reason, doesn't have any writing on here at all to tell you where it was made, when it was made, by whom it was made, or whatever, but is a nice solid piece of rock with a carving of two rhinos in it. Very cool, up on the shelf in the rhino collection. And so today, instead of what I do often is I critique direct mail campaigns, and you can always send me yours and I will give you a free critique and help you make a lot of money that way. I am going to share a tip, and it is based on the fact that recently, if you followed my Throwback Thursday post a few days ago, I shared how my sister is finally deciding, I believe, to move out of my mom's place after she's been squatting in there for over 2.5 years since my mom passed away, so we can finally get that place sold. And she had her attorney let me know, oh, she's got a box of stuff that she's cleaning out, and she thinks you might be interested. And I was like, great, here's my UPS account number and send it COD, and I should have looked up. Who knows how much I paid for this, and if there's anything worth it in there at all, great. And actually it arrived, and I shared one of the photos on Throwback Thursday. I'll share them in the future. There was a bunch of photos, a lot of broken glass, the incredibly poorly packed photos, and a few mementos and stuff. But then look at this. There was a pile. Rich is here. Rich, can you hear me? Can anybody hear the sound? Because this is my second attempt. I am not using the professional Blue Yeti microphone. I'm using the microphone directly from the laptop. So A, can you hear me? And B, can you hear me well? It's a decent quality. Or should I try again? And so I will continue. I got this pile of junk mail that somehow was mailed to my mom's address with my name on it. What are you talking about? Thanks, Rich, says I sound good. And so I never lived at that address. That was my mom's address in New York, which, you know, I visited a whole bunch of times. And I, hey, thanks for the likes. I probably stayed there overnight once or twice for a night or something. If I was in town for a business meeting, if I was in town for an event, I stayed in hotels most of the time. But, like, come on now. Are you kidding me? Look at all this stuff. And I thought it was, you know, who knows, dating way back, but it really is. I looked at some of the expiration dates on some of the offers, any of these that were smart enough to include an offer and include a deadline on the offer, and they were around the time that my mom passed away. And this one even was in April 2016, this concert. Free. Oh, I missed it, though. But that's an irresistible offer, huh? It's free. Over a year after my mom passed away. So what the heck? I never lived there. And so I could critique a bunch of this stuff. I'll just do a couple of quick critiques for you. One is I saw two of these, and there they are. Put them together in my last attempt to record this. They look identical without opening them up. This is from a restaurant, so I can predict that if I did open it up, a glance inside shows probably just the menu. And on the front is the completely resistible and boring offer of $10 off your order of $25 or more, which, you know, wow, that's 40%. They think it's spectacular, but it's 10 bucks. And to somebody living in New York City, 10 bucks, not a big deal. And then for some reason, their reviews at the top are not quite spectacular. They have 3 out of 4 stars, which is good, but, like, come on now. Wouldn't you just put 3 stars and not put the blank one? What are you doing? Anyway, not here to critique these pieces. But at least, I don't know how far apart these were sent, but at least they attempted, because you can't just do a one-shot deal when you do direct mail. If you're following me at all, or you're my client, you know that. If you're my client, especially know that. And I found one that's doing multiple pieces. It's this Santander Bank that has a little one, a medium one, and a big postcard. And so then they have their very resistible offer of get $350 when you use a new checking account. I say it's resistible because it's just typical. And then they have like the rates and the whatever and all the small print. And what a, you know, they got this offer here on the back, but what a waste of the front of the thing. So, you know, not really. And this is the same offer on the back of this little mailer and the same misuse, non-use of the front and on. So a whole bunch of crap that, like, I don't even see until, you know, a year or two later. Stuff from my Boston College Law School Alumni Association. Probably something around, there's always every 5 years there's a reunion. So it's got to be something about, you know, are you coming to the reunion? The answer is no. Anyway, so today is not to do a critique of these, although I guess that could be fun. It's to teach the lesson from this stuff. Is I hear it once in a while from people that or in forums, or they just ask me and they go, man, you know, I must have got a bad list because I did my direct mail campaign. I got my list and so many of these addresses, so many of these pieces came back to me, return to sender, bad address. They moved. And I'm like, yeah, like that happens, but there's no way you should pay for that. They're like, what are you talking about? Well, there's something called the NCOA, the National Change of Address Registry. Pretty simple. Now, it's not going to eliminate all of the bad addresses. Somebody just moved last week. Their new address isn't in the NCOA yet. But make sure whoever's doing your mailing, sometimes you just people tell me they have a printer, print the stuff out, and then they mail them themselves, or the printer mails it out, or whatever. Big mistake. Okay, you're going to have a lot of waste, okay, because I think estimates are 40 million Americans move every year. And about 8% of mail is returned undeliverable for a bad address. And that does not include this stuff that wasn't returned. It was delivered with a bad address, so maybe it's even 10%. So there's a lot more costs, of course, in your direct mail. There's the printing, there's the any kind of graphics or layout, and then the most important part is the words, right? The copy, we call that. And you want to absolutely get an expert copywriter to write the words that are going to sell, get people to take action on whatever you're sending them. And then there's the postage. But why pay an extra 10% for the postage? I mean, it's just a total waste. And so, you know, a bank, like here's a TD Bank, might have mailed 10,000 pieces, 20,000 pieces. Like, why have 10% of that just go to complete waste? Now, big companies can do that. They got big budgets and, you know, they got the people working for them, the MBAs that are working on salary, they don't get their pay docked if they waste thousands of dollars in bad addresses. But we do. We're small business owners. So if you're a small business owner, don't you want every dollar of yours to be invested and get a return and have as little waste as possible? So make sure, that's today's tip, make sure who's ever doing your mailing is doing what's known as scrubbing the list. You can just say, are you scrubbing the list? Or are you running it through the NCOA? Or are you making sure you're checking to see that they're all deliverable addresses? However you want to say it. I think it's about a $25 cost. So you tell me, if you're doing some real small mailing that's likely not even to work, if you mail out 100 pieces or something, I guess, it's cheaper to just let a whole bunch of them come back undelivered or get delivered when they're junk to the wrong address than to pay the $25. Although I don't even want to do the math. I just make sure you scrub the list. Here's $25, tack it on, and run it through the NCOA, the National Change of Address Registry. I believe that's what it's called. I just know it's the NCOA. And so otherwise, all this kind of stuff is going to get back to you, or ba-doom, it's going to get delivered to the wrong address. We get stuff here. We've been here over a year, we still get stuff delivered to the previous residents. I'm sure you do at your place. I'm not sure, but you possibly do at your place. There's a lot of waste going on in mail if you don't scrub the list. That's today's lesson. for Direct Mail Monday. And Jonathan, thank you for letting me know the sound was not working on my last attempt. Jerry is here. If I don't see any questions, comments, it's a pretty simple one, right? So I will be back in future episodes of Direct Mail Monday doing critiques of actual direct mail pieces. You can always send me yours, and I'll give you a free critique. I will likely make you a ton of money doing that with no charge. And just for you to send it in and agree that that critique becomes public and you save a lot of money and other people can learn from it as well. So that's it for today on Direct Mail Monday. Thanks, Jim and Rich, Jerry, Jonathan, anybody else watching on the replay. I'll be back tomorrow with Topical Tuesday where I will pull something out of the news. Boy, this is going to be difficult, right? There's like no news going on. Like there's a ton of ridiculous news going on. I will pull something out of the news and I will teach a business lesson from it for small business owners and entrepreneurs to make money and work less with less stress and have your life easier because that's what I do. Thanks for the likes. Tony Severino is here. Great seeing you, Tony. And I hope you'll all join me back here tomorrow on Topical Tuesday. That's it for today. And by the way, it's back to Hawaiian shirt weather here in beautiful, spectacularly sunny Arizona today. Got up into the mid-70s. This is how we are meant to be slogging through another tough winter with days like today. So wish you were here, and I will see you again tomorrow for Topical Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.